Researchers in Brazil are investigating one of the most worrying aspects of the Zika virus, its potential link to microcephaly. They are raising urgent questions. Is the virus causing a spike in birth defects? And if so, how great is the risk? The answers could help shape the response to the rapid spread of Zika. Reuters correspondent Julie Steenhuizen.
What researchers in Brazil are now doing is they have to look back and they're doing a retrospective study. So looking back in time and examining all of the women's medical records to see if perhaps there were some, you know, the mother might have been infected with Zika. They're also trying to rule out any potential other viruses that could cause microcephaly or any other causes such as alcohol exposure and, you know, toxic chemicals during pregnancy.
Brazil is investigating more than 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly, which results in small heads and underdeveloped brains. So far, researchers have identified evidence of Zika infection in 17 of those cases, either in the baby or in the mother, but have not confirmed that Zika can cause microcephaly. The WHO and other experts believe it will take 6 to 9 months to really begin to understand the link.
In the case of Zika, one thing they've already done is they have isolated the virus within a person who was sick, and they have, you know, been able to grow it outside of that sick person. So they, you know, that's one of the steps. There are several new studies that are starting in Brazil. I know of one that's going on in the city of Recife. And in that study, scientists are designing a prospective study. This is looking, you know, signing women up and then watching their pregnancy going forward and seeing how the baby does during pregnancy.
The White House announced Monday that President Obama will be asking Congress for more than $1.8 billion in emergency funds to fight Zika at home and abroad and pursue a vaccine.